USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday, telling the conservative gathering,
"Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself."
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
"I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, we're going to look into his finances. I said, where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A man drives his car into a crowd of bicyclists in New Orleans last night, killing two of them. Now police have arrested 32-year-old Tashanti Tony. He's facing two charges of vehicular homicide and other counts related to the incident. Police believe it wasn't terrorism, but that Tony was impaired. The body of an 11-year-old Northern Alabama girl who went missing on Friday night has been found. They say an overnight search led to the discovery early yesterday morning, and the sheriff says,
"We are diligently pursuing different avenues, and Lord willing, we will have answers in the upcoming days."
The girl had been last seen at her aunt's house in the Mount Vernon area, but the sheriff had no other information. U.S.-backed forces in Syria predicting a decisive battle against ISIS today. A spokesman for the Syrian force says they're closing in on the last patch of ISIS territory on the Iraqi border. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
An Arctic blast now bringing frigid temperatures to the United States as the cold weather is moving across the plains and Midwest. Temperatures plunging below zero from Minnesota to Kansas. Record cold temps could be felt in the Twin Cities, Madison, Chicago, and Omaha by tomorrow morning. Forecast highs would remain below zero in the northern plains. That cold air will then move to the south and the east, dropping low temperatures early in the week to 15 to 20 degrees below average. Nearly a year after an unarmed black man was gunned down in Sacramento, California, investigators conclude the police officers involved did nothing wrong. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
The top prosecutor in Sacramento, Anne Marie Schubert, says it was a tragedy, but two police officers will not face charges in the fatal shooting of an unarmed black man.
Was a crime committed? There's no question that a human being died. But when we look at the facts and the law and we follow our ethical responsibilities, the answer to that question is no.
22-year-old Stephen Clark was running away from officers into his grandmother's backyard, carrying not a gun, but a cell phone. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the late Motown legend Marvin Gaye will be honored with a commemorative U.S. postage stamp, the Postal Service releasing it on April 2nd on what would have been his 80th birthday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.